Welcome to Interviews for Resistance. Since election night 2016, the streets of the U.S. have rung with resistance. People all over the country have woken up with the conviction that they must do something to fight inequality in all its forms. But many are wondering what it is they can do. In this series, we'll be talking with experienced organizers, troublemakers, and thinkers who have been doing the hard work of fighting for a long time. They'll be sharing their insights on what works, what doesn't, what has changed, and what is still the same. I am Sarah Jaffe, your host.
I'm Jose Lopez, one of the co-organizing directors at Make the Road New York.
So my name is Daniel Altshuler. I'm the director of civic engagement and research at Make the Road New York.
We are talking before an action that you guys are part of that's a national day of action around the involvement of particular big banks in the private prison and immigrant detention industry. So can you tell us a little bit about the campaign that this is coming out of?
Yeah, so we launched a website and a campaign a couple months ago called Corporate Backers of Hate. The website is backersofhate.org. And really, it's an attempt to name and shame a bunch of corporations like JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo for being complicit and supportive of Trump's anti-immigrant agenda. And that has taken shape in a number of ways. It could come in the form of JP Morgan donating $500,000 to Trump's inaugural committee. It can come in the form of the CEO, Jamie Dimon, sitting on the Trump Business Council. But tomorrow's action is focused on JP Morgan Chase financing the debt of private prison and immigrant detention centers under the corporations Geo Group and CoreCivic. And really what we want to highlight is that this administration and this White House cannot carry out its anti-immigrant policies on its own. Right. When it comes to immigration,
right.
The administration will be relying on the work of private companies like JP Morgan Chase, who can provide the funding, who can provide the software, and who can provide some manpower to really ramp up deportations and the building of a border wall, and it's extremely concerning to us. And so we want to be sure that everyone across the country understand the roles of companies like JP Morgan Chase in really advancing bad policy under the current administration.
Yeah. So tell us about the Geo Group and CoreCivic and JP Morgan's connections to them.
So right now, a ton of the financing for the expansion of Geo Group and CoreCivic is coming from JP Morgan Chase. Some kind of quick facts. So Geo Group and CoreCivic currently are the country's largest private prison and immigrant detention companies. And I think the concern and what we want to point out tomorrow is that if the financing and the connection is coming from JP Morgan Chase, plus they are connected to the current administration in many ways, we want to be able to draw that connection for people who are visiting our website, where there's a lot more information around how really this corporation, like many others, are positioning themselves to stand to profit from bad policy. And so this is not only kind of an indication of how one corporation or one CEO sees bad policy and how attacks should be taken or brought upon immigrant communities, but it really also has everything to do with profit. And I think the message tomorrow is we want to be sure that, companies like JP Morgan Chase are not profiting off of the backs of immigrant families and are not putting profits before kind of a moral obligation to keep families together, to keep mothers with their daughters and their sons and their husbands and their loved ones. And so there's been a ton of work over the last couple months. You know, some escalation and some arrests have happened a couple months ago in front of the JP Morgan headquarters. There was a shareholder meeting that took place in Delaware where hundreds of people marched on the shareholder meeting, and a couple went in to confront Jamie Dimon. And so we just want to continue the drumbeat of going after corporations like JP Morgan Chase, who stand to profit off of the misery and suffering of our communities.
Great. And so tell us a little bit about the research that you've been doing around immigrant detention in private prisons and their connections to the Trump administration.
Sure. So Make the Road and the Center for Popular Democracy, with our partners, embarked on this project to really look into the companies that were most complicit, particularly financially, in both private prison and immigrant detention. And there's a long body of research, and there have been organizations around the country that have been looking into this for some time. Mm-hmm. With companies like J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the things that we found is that this is one of the companies that is financing the company's largest private prison and immigrant detention companies, like the GEO Group and CoreCivic, formerly the Correction Corporation of America. And the way that that happens is that J.P. Morgan finances the debt of these companies. So it enables these companies to sustain their operations and to expand. And so that's what we're calling out. One of the things that we're calling out in this campaign is their complicity in the private prison and immigrant detention system.
Yeah. And so the private prisons are a relatively small portion of the overall prison system, but they play a really big role in immigrant detention. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about the way that these companies profit off of an increased deportation regime like Trump's.
Sure. Companies like GEO Group and CoreCivic are companies that take government contracts. And so we just saw an enormous government contract that was given to one of these companies earlier this year. And it's very clear that Donald Trump and his administration and the Department of Homeland Security and ICE below him are really relying, as they try to ramp up their dragnet of immigrants in this country, that they're relying on an expansion. They need more beds to do that. Right. And they're really relying on these private immigrant detention companies in order to do that.
And so these companies sort of get paid more the more they have people in them, correct?
Yeah, so companies are making money in different ways. First of all, they're getting contracts to run facilities.
Right.
And as one of the things that happens congressionally, there's something called a bed mandate. So Congress has passed a law so that there need to be 34,000 people filling beds in immigrant detention facilities. And we know that the Trump administration wants to ramp that up considerably. And these companies are getting contracts to help them achieve that goal. And they make more money. It helps their bottom line. And what we're saying to J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo is that you cannot be in the business of financing or being in any way financially entangled with these morally odious companies.
Right. And so is the Trump administration ramping up the amount of time people are staying in detention? Are they trying to deport people faster? Is that changing at all under this administration?
We're seeing both a focus from the Trump administration in increasing arrests. So we've seen an increase in ICE arrests over 40% in the early months of this year. Mm-hmm. And we've also seen an effort from the Trump administration to expedite certain removals. So they're trying to do away with due process for large groups of immigrants to try to, ultimately take steps towards a mass deportation regime. And that's part of what we're resisting. And we're saying, we've stood up with allies around the country against what the Trump administration is doing. And we're also now saying that we're going to stand up to the corporate cooperators, those companies that are complicit in this, which extends to private prison and immigrant detention companies and also those who are financing them.
All right. So then tell us more about the action that's going on. As we're speaking, the action that's being planned, what we're likely to see in different places around the country, and the coalition that's coming together around it.
So tomorrow the action is labeled Taken From Us. And what the action hopes to powerfully demonstrate is really the pain that immigrant communities around the country are feeling as loved ones are taken from them. And families are separated. Mm-hmm. A part of our messaging and symbolism using hundreds of pairs of empty shoes that we will put on display in front of the JP Morgan headquarters tomorrow at 12 noon. A part of that is really to kind of, you know, show that JP Morgan is really responsible for and causing a lot of that pain felt by immigrant communities as they continue to finance private immigration detention centers and private prisons. And that they are, again, kind of remain complicit under the Trump agenda. And so what we expect is at about 12 noon, we're going to have hundreds of community residents from each of our office locations, but also from around the city. A lot of allies and supporters will be joining us. They'll be marching on site with shoes in hand. Before we start the program in front of the JP Morgan Chase headquarters, each of the community members who are holding a pair of shoes that represents kind of someone who has been detained, someone who has been deported, they'll lay the shoes down in front of the headquarters. And then once we have all of the shoes, photos of folks that we've lost, messages to those folks that we've lost, we will continue with the program where speakers will share personal stories about how immigrant detention centers and private prisons separated and hurt their families. And so we're going to be doing that in New York. We put out a national call to action. And so we're working with groups like Some of Us and the Center for Popular Democracy to ask kind of community members across the country to replicate the action. There was a toolkit that was sent out, kind of grab some people, grab some shoes, go to a JP Morgan Chase bank and position yourself in your communities to share the same message to hold these kind of corporate backers accountable. Yeah. And so that will be the New York action. There's going to be some more actions happening across the country, and hopefully after tomorrow, folks will kind of continue to do the work of sharing the story, bringing shoes to JP Morgan Chase bank sites, and demanding that, JP Morgan be a responsible corporate actor, stop financing private prisons, step off Trump's business council, and really take action to do more to stop Trump's anti-immigrant agenda.
Talk a little bit about how Trump's agenda has been affecting the communities that Make the Road organizes in. Tell us about what this is doing and how people are resolved to fight back.
So there's been a heightened fear in our communities, right? The concern that the rhetoric is actually coming to fruition. Already in the Trump, more than 21,000 immigrants have been detained and potentially separated from their families. There was a memo that came out a week or two ago in New York State that indicated that there were something like over 180 members already kind of detained and deported from New York alone. So there's been this kind of heightened fear in our communities, right? A lot of what we've been doing is trying to play defense when it comes to, the national landscape, making sure that we are working to support our communities through policy and through advocacy. But also we're creating defense committees. One of the big things that we've been doing organizationally is making sure that community members are equipped to build kind of safety networks on their local blocks. Yeah. And in their local communities, to really have, immediate forms of communication if it is perceived that ICE is in the area attempting to conduct a raid, per se. While there's been a kind of this heightened sense of fear, immigrant communities at Make the Road and in other organizations are doing a ton of work to really build community, hold each other down, create these defense committees, but also continuously coming out and sharing their stories, coming out of the shadows, and then launching kind of bold campaigns like this Backers of Hate campaign, where they're making connections to corporate partners and saying, this administration cannot do it alone. It really is some of these corporate partners who are financing this plan and who are just as responsible for the separation of our families. And we can no longer let them kind of slide under the radar. And so there's a lot of work being done. There's still a lot more to be done. And for us, I guess that's what we've been up to.
And how can people get involved in this campaign, in the defense committees, in work to defend immigrant communities wherever they are?
Yeah, so I think, you know, wherever they are, that folks should definitely look for, you know, local grassroots organized in groups that are doing strong work, either at the local level or at the state level or at the national level. Folks should provide support to those organizations, go meet with those organizations, talk to those organizations. In New York, we have offices in Brooklyn, in Queens, in Staten Island, and in Long Island. So folks should definitely visit our website, maketheroadnyasinnewyork.org, and check us out. Look at all the cool work that we're doing. An immediate step for folks who can't get involved with an organization, maybe they don't have the time, maybe they're not in close proximity to an organization that they can identify, folks can visit the Backers of Hate website. On the website, we profile a number of corporations, not just JPMorgan Chase, and their connections to this administration, their connections to trying to advance an anti-immigrant agenda. And there's a link under every single profile that says, give them hell. And so what community members can do, folks listening can do, when you visit the website, you can click on that link that says, give them hell. And then it will ask you for some basic information like your name, and then it will allow you to write a letter that will reach the top executives of each of the corporations. And so you can go ahead and write as little or as much as you would like about your support for the immigrant community. And then once you click send on that letter, the letter will automatically be sent to some of the top executives for each of those corporations. And so one of the easiest ways to get involved, visit the website and give them hell.
Interviews for Resistance is a project of Sarah Jaffe with assistance from Laura Faillebois and support from the Nation Institute. You can find more information at necessarytrouble.org. Thanks for listening.